My dear audience, today we have a mixed audience in that we have people, and devotees who practice Krishna consciousness already since a long time, and those who have just shown an initial interest.
Draga moja publika, ovo što mogu da vidim danas je da imamo kao dve vrste publike. Danas ispred sebe imamo bhakte koji se već dugi niz godina bave ovim duhovnim životom, kao i oni koji su tek na samom početku.
Yes. It is very difficult to satisfy both audiences.
Tako da je jako teško zadovoljiti ovu polovinu ove slušatelja.
So what I will try is I will try to satisfy the audience of the practicing devotees.
Jedno što ću ja sada pokušati u svom izlaganju to je da zadovoljim one bhakte koji praktikuju već duhovni život.
Those of you who are new in this, just take it as something very interesting.
A svi ostali koji se možda osjećaju kao neki koji su tek novili na početku, neko uzmu sve to kao nešto veoma interesantno.
I will have two points which are also relevant for your, for the newcomer, but most of what I'm saying is relevant for the practitioner.
Postoji neke dve poente koje su relevantne definitivno za one koji su potpuno novi u svemu ovome, ali već i ostali deo izlaganja će biti za one koji zaista praktikuju duhovni život. Mm.
In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a statement which says that it is very important for devotees to concentrate their minds with full attention on the worship of Lord Krishna.
Postoji izjava u Srimad Bhagavatamu koja govori o tome da bhakte trebaju veoma ozbiljno da skoncentrišu svoj um kad je u pitanju obožavanje gospodina Krishna.
Yes. Let us look a little bit about into this point of concentrating our thoughts.
Da raspravljamo malo o ovom pojmu, ovom fenomenu koji podrazumeva koncentrisanje naših misli.
There is a lot of subtle potency in this.
Zato što postoji toliko puno suptilne potencijala u ovom fenomenu.
Most of the people do not attain anything in their lives because they just don't practice the art of concentration in their life.
Mnogi ljudi ništa ne postignu u svom životu baš iz tog istog razloga zato što nemaju moć niti sposobnost da se koncentrišu svoje misli.
They are uncommitted. They do a little here, a little there, a little there, and their life is more or less uneventful.
Oni jednostavno ničemu se ne posvećuju ozbiljno, malo su ovde, malo su tamo, malo su svuda, jednostavno nisu ni u čemu sasvim.
At the moment, however, when one concentrates his mind, the full strength which a person has goes into that particular activity on which he concentrates.
Ali kada osoba uspe da skoncentriše svoj um i svoje misli, velika količina snage se usmerava upravo u pravcu gde on izvršio tu koncentraciju.
In the Gita, Krishna says that this type of concentration is a symptom of his devotees.
I zapravo Bhagavad Gita kaže da je Krishna kaže da je o simptom njegovih bhakta.
He says that the mind of his devotees is concentrated on one goal.
Kaže da je um njegovih bhakta takav da je uvek skoncentrisan samo na jedan cilj.
Whereas the mind of the non-devotee is many branched.
A oni koji su abhakte, odnosno nisu bhakte, njihov um je raširen na različite grane.
That means they have so many small goals, but they don't give one of them good concentration.
Drugim rečima, oni puno imaju malih ciljeva, ali ni na jedan cilj ne prave zapravo potpunu koncentraciju svog uma i energije.
I think we all remember how powerful concentration can be. Remember the time when you were playing as little children with a lupa, I think it's called.
Yes. Možete da se setite možda nekih trenutaka kada ste bili mali, s kom koncentracijom ste koristili, na primjer, lupu.
Yes, you were holding the loop in a way as to catch the rays of the sun, and you were then concentrating the rays with a lupa on maybe a few leaves, and all of a sudden you would see how from these concentrated rays fire emerged.
Da li ste možda radili taj eksperiment da pomoću lupe jednostavno propustite zrak sunca, na primjer na neki list, i onda jednostavno zbog koncentracije samog zraka svetlosti sam list može da se zapara.
I think our velika Madhumangal remembers this, isn't it?
Mislim da se naš veliki Madhumangal sjeća toga.
Yes. The rays, this is a good example. Just like the... You also have a handy.
No. It's my
alarm clock.
I don't know why.
This is a good analogy. And just like when, like the sun rays, when they become concentrated, can ignite fire, also our thoughts, when they become concentrated, can do tremendous things.
Ovo je zaista divna analogija koja govori o tom skoncentrisanju zraka sunca na list koji može da zapali, da prouzrokuje da se list zapali. Tako i mi, ako uspemo da skoncentrišemo naše misli, neverovatne, nezamislive stvari mogu da se počnu dešavati u našem životu.
I must admit to you that a few months ago I became interested in walking over fire.
Moram da vam kažem da pre izvesnog vremena sam postao zainteresovan jako da hodam oko vatre.
Yes. I was joining a group which was made ready to walk over fire.
Priključio sam se jednoj grupi ljudi koja je bila spremna da prođe kroz vatru, preko vatre.
Yes. And the instructor told us, if you can concentrate your mind on walking over fire, the fire will not burn you.
Instruktor koji nam je davao tu veštinu rekao, ako zaista uspete da skoncentrišete svoj um i prođete preko vatre, jednostavno vatra vas neće opržiti.
Now he prepared us.
I onda je počeo da nas priprema za to.
He said, each one of you should try to take his hand and split wood.
Prvo što trebate da uradite, svako od vas treba sa svojom sobstvenom rukom da može da preseče jedan komad drveta.
And he said, if you concentrate your mind while going like this on wood, that you go through the wood, there's no problem to just split the wood.
Ako uzmete ruku i prvo umu se toliko skoncentrišete da jednostavno zamišljate taj trenutak kada ćete sa rukom proći kroz to drvo, jednostavno u fizičkom planu neće biti nikakvih problema.
Yeah, it was an exercise to learn to concentrate the mind.
I to je bila jedna od vežbi kako smo mi učili da skoncentrišemo svoj um.
U redu, why not? I took a plate of wood and then went like this and thought of 50 Carter. And it did not go through.
Ja sam uzela komad toga drveta, uzela sa rukom, pomislila sam na 50 kartu, pokušala da presečem drvo, ali nije
uspela. Didn't work.
Nije funkcionisala.
Yeah. Then I gave it a second try and thought of Navina Nirada Prabhu.
Onda sam pomislila da drugo, evo, pomislit ću na Navina Niradu pa ću pokušati da uradim.
And now the hand was really paining.
I onda je već ruka počela da me boli.
Then I thought, okay, this time I'm going to concentrate my mind.
Ali sad ovaj put ću stvarno skoncentrišem svoj um.
I will just concentrate that my hand will just go through this piece of wood like a hot knife through butter.
Jednostavno sam napravio takvu sliku u svom umu da zamišljam da moja ruka jednostavno ide kao vrući nož kroz puter.
Yes, but the way you were supposed to do it, the plate was here, the wood was here, and then you were just thinking of one point underneath that piece of wood.
Ali kako se vrši ta koncentracija misli, parče drveta se nalazi otprilike ovdje ispred vas, i ono što vi treba da uradite, u stvari da se svojim umom skoncentrišete na tašku koja se nalazi ispod drveta da bi to mogli da uradite.
And I knew, I didn't have a fourth chance because my hand was already paining so much.
I onda sam znao, neće biti četvrtog pokušaja, već ruka me jako boli.
So then I said, hi boy, and I went like, no problem, it just went through.
Ja sam rekao, hari bol, i sve ovo sam uradio, ali onda sam me prošao ruke.
I'm not a big soldier, nor have I ever, I'm not an aggressive person.
Ja niti sam neki vojnički tip, niti agresivan.
But just by concentrating the mind, it was very easy.
Jednostavno, samo skoncentrisanje svoga uma, ja sam uspio da učinim da to bude veoma lako.
And then the instructor said, now you can walk over fire.
I onda mi instruktor rekao, sada možeš da prođeš preko vatre.
And we had coals like this.
Imali smo kao užarene ugljene, ovako dugačke.
I think 7 meters.
7 metara dugačke.
And you had to just think, I will just walk as pleasant as I walk over a normal.
Onda jedino što smo trebali da uradimo to je da zamislim da ćemo ugodno preći tu kao da idemo u šetnju prije svega toga.
But I didn't need to do it. I went to sleep.
Ali nisam to trebao da napravim, ja sam otišao da spavam.
Because I thought the fire is Krishna and I have understood the principle. It is
pomislio sam onako je Krishna vatra i jednostavno shvatio sam princip svega tako da nije bilo potrebno da prolazim kroz
sve. Some of my friends went through it. I think Shrishtikata went through it. No,
neki od mojih prijatelja su prošli preko te vatre. Shrishtikata prošlo, kaže da nije.
Gadadha went through it.
Gadada.
Ramapriya. Rama Mohota.
Rama Mohota.
He went seven times.
He's so ambitious. Mnogi bhakti su Rama Mohota, Ramapriya i Rama.
It was just something for fun.
To je bilo jednostavno zabavno.
It is not necessary to do this in bhakti yoga.
Mislim, u bhakti yogi nije neophodno da to radite, tako da je to samo bila zabava.
But I just wanted to explain how powerful it is when you can concentrate your mind.
Ono što sam htjela da vam kažem, koliko je moćno u stvari kada uspemo da skoncentrišemo svoj um.
Doctors cannot explain how it is possible to walk through fire without getting burned.
Jer, mislim, doktori medicine ne mogu ni da objasne taj fenomen da osoba može da prođe kroz vatru, a da se jednostavno ne opraži.
Mm-hmm. Venerati is looking very... What is this?
Venerati se gleda pomalo u šoku, šta se ovdje dešava?
It is only an illustration.
To je samo ilustracija. Yes.
So, whatever you concentrate your mind on, even to walk through fire without getting burned, that will come true if you can concentrate your mind.
Point je u tome da na šta god da skoncentrišemo svoj um, makar to bila i vatra kroz koju možemo da prođemo bez opekotine, jednostavno na šta skoncentrišemo um, mi to možemo i da postavimo.
Now the whole point of yoga is to reach this concentration of the mind, but not on material things, the material goals, on Krishna.
Cijela poenta jogi jeste skoncentrisati um, ali normalno ne na materijalne stvari, nego na Krishna.
When a devotee can do this, that is, fix his mind and always thinking of Krishna, his spiritual life is just wonderful, amazing, and a great, great achievement.
Ako bhakta uspe u svom životu da zaista skoncentriše u svakoj situaciji svoj um na Krishnu, njegov život postaje čudesan, neverovatan, jednostavno nezamisliva stvar.
This means also that the mind has to be brought away from things which are non-Krishna.
Ono što je poenta da prvo što moramo da uradimo to je da odvratimo svoj um od stvari koje nisu Krišna, nisu povezane.
Yes. We should aim in our lives for this that we just think of Krishna.
Mi treba da postavimo kao cilj svog života da uvijek mislimo samo o Krišni.
In the scriptures there is an interesting example of Maharaj Janaka, the great king and the father of Sita Devi.
U svetim spisama je opisan primjer velikog kralja Janake koji je bio otac od Sita Devi, žena Janake.
Yes. Once two brahmanas came to his kingdom to find out how it was possible for the king to be so concentrated on in Krishna consciousness even though he had so many duties as a king, so much ablenkog, distraction.
Dvojice brahmana su posjetili jednom prilikom Janaku Pandita, kralja Janaku, zato što su bili veoma zainteresovani kako uspeva kralj, uprkos svim svojim dužnostima i svim zapetanjima koje donosi položaj kralja, da ostane odvojen u svom položaju.
When the king had his open court, where you could ask them many questions, these brahmanas came to him and said, how is it possible that despite of your many royal duties, you are such a great saint?
I oni su došli na taj skup gde kralju mogu svi postavljati otvoreno pitanje i pitali su ga, kako uspevaš da uprko svim tim obavezama i okruženju kome, kraljevskom okruženju u kome živiš, budeš zapravo veliki mudrac.
When Janaka heard this question, he apparently became very angry. He shouted at the brahmanas, offense, 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 and ordered them to be hanged next morning at 10 o'clock.
Kada je Džanaka Pandit, evo, kralj Džanaka čuo ovaj, to pitanje, rekao samo uvreda, uvreda, uvreda i naredio je da ih sutra već prepodne 10 sati obesi.
How can you ask your king such a personal question? It is malo intimni.
On je rekao, kako uopšte se usuđujete svoga kralja da, da pitate tako pitanje, to je previše intimno.
Brahmanas were very shocked.
Brahmanas su bili potpuno u šoku.
Tomorrow we have to die.
Sutra treba da umremo.
And one Brahman said to the other, I told you, never trust a monkey, an artist, and a king.
I onda ovaj drugi Brahman rekao, ja sam ti rekao, nikad ne trebaš da veruješ majmunu, umetniku, ni kralju.
Yes. So they were brought into the guest house of Janaka Maharaj, which was made of exquisite materials.
I onda preko noći su bili smešteni u odejama za goste koje su zaista izuzetno bile uređene i u obilju opremljene.
There were pearl decorations and gold decorations and the beds were white as milk foam.
Zamislite, sve je bilo u biserima, u zlatu, ukrašeno, a kreveti kojima su spavali izgledalo je poput bele pene.
They went to bed and in the morning they took their bath from buckets made of jewels.
I onda kad su prestavili noć, jutro trebali da se okupaju, kupali su se iz kofa koje su napravili bile od dragulja.
And 9 o'clock in the morning, that was 1 hour before the execution, one Brahma said to the servant, I can't understand why we should be hanged for just one question.
A onda oko 9 sati jedan Brahman se zapitao, pitao onu slugu, mislim, stvarno mi nije jasno zašto da nas obese samo zbog jednog pitanja.
And hanging is such an undecent death.
Mislim, biti obešen je tako nedostojna smrt, yeah. Možda...
Can't you go to the king and you know, tell him if he can't just make another arrangement with us?
Možda da ipak odeš do kraja i možda napravi neki drugi aranžman sa nam.
So the servant said, yes, you can immediately come to the king and explain to him himself.
Nema problema, kaže sluga, jednostavno isto trenutka možete otići do kraja i sve sami objasniti njemu što imate.
So, Janaka received the brahmana.
I Janaka je primio brahmana.
Ah, you don't want to be hanged?
Onda ih je pitao, šta, ne volite da vas obesim?
Then I have another death for you.
Onda ću smisliti drugi način smrti za vas.
But you have to be executed.
Ali mi moram da izvršim smrt kaznu
za vas. And he gave them a duty. He said, you have to take a cup.
I onda mi je rekao, evo ovako.
Put this oil.
Uzet ćete ovu posudu i napunit ćemo je uljem.
And balance it through the roads of my town.
I jednostavno ćete ići sa tom posudom na glavi, balansirajući, ići ćete kroz ulice moga grada.
The moment you spill one drop, there will be one swordsman next to you and he will cut your head.
Ali u trenutku kada se desi da slučajno prospete bar malo ulja, tu će iza vas biti osoba koja će sa mačem jednostavno doći i otići će vam odmah glavu.
Okay, he's really strange.
But
Mahodari myself explained it almost so humorously that they were not in the mood of humor. They were
very afraid.
So one Brahmana, they went like this through the whole town and they were really, hopefully no drop spills.
Onda ovaj Brahmana stavio jedan posud i počeo da kreće kroz grad polako, razmišljajući o tome, valjda neće prositi ni jednu kap.
At one moment, an angry bull came galloping down the road, as this is often happening in India, and the Brahmana could just jump to the side and he spilled half of the oil.
I onda šta se dešava, što se često dešava na ulicama Indije, jednostavno onako besni bik je projurjen iz ulice, šta je on uradio, jednostavno već smakla se ta posuda sa uljem i normalno više od pola ulja je prosuo.
Immediately his hands went to his neck and he spilled the rest of the oil.
Istog trenutka se setio, stavio ruke na vrata kada je prostor i drugu polovinu ulja i
sve. But the guard who was next to him was just laughing and laughing.
Ali ovi stražari koji su bili za njega, ono su samo su umirali od smeha i smeha.
He said, or, so the two brahmanas, all right, you, Marashyanaka has said you should come to him now.
I onda su oni završili ceo poduhvat i rekli, rekao je Marashyanaka da dođete sad do njega.
And Janaka was there in his palace. He was not on his seat. He had stepped down from his seat and he received the brahmanas and said, Ishvinity, sorry.
I onda kako je dočekao kralj brahmana, jednostavno stisio se sa svog trona i rekao brahmanama, izvinite.
The brahmanas could not figure out what was going on.
Brahmane stvarno nisu mogli da otkriju čemu se sad ovdje radi.
Then the king asked them a question.
Onda ih je kralj postavio pitanje.
How did you like the palace in which you were sleeping?
Pitao ih je, kako vam se dopala ova palača u kojoj ste preko noći prespavali?
Did you see the nice decoration?
Jeste vidjeli divne ukrase?
And the bed?
I predivan krevet?
Brahmana said no.
Brahmana što tam ne. We
just saw the rope.
Mi smo se vidjeli kolo da se komisio.
Ača, said Janaka, how did you like my town?
A kaže kaj Janaka, ača, a kako vam se svidao moj grad?
Did you see the park?
Da ste vidjeli predivne parkove.
The streets.
Ulice.
Did you see the elephant parade?
Da ste vidjeli paradu sa slonovima?
No, said the brahmanas. We were really only concentrated on our execution and on the drop of oil, on the oil.
Kaže brahman, ne, stvarno, mi ništa nismo drugo primećivali, sam što smo mislili na izvršenje smrtne kazne i mislili smo o toj kaplici ulja koja mora da ispadne iz posude.
This is also the answer to your question.
Ovo je odgovor na vaše pitanje.
Just like you could not see anything else and only your death. In the same way, I can only see Krishna.
Kao što vi niste u tim trenucima mogli da vidite ništa drugo sem svoje predstojeće smrti, tako je u svome životu ne želim da vidim ništa drugo sem Krishna.
When a person is very concentrated, he cannot see anything else.
Kada je osoba jako skoncentrisana, ona ne može vidjeti ništa drugo sem onoga na što je skoncentrisana.
It is not possible.
To nije moguće.
Yes. This is what we want to achieve in Krishna consciousness.
A to je upravo ono što mi želimo da postignemo u svjesnosti Krishna.
Without a rope and without a sword. Yes.
Ali bez konopca i bez mača.
Now, when you explain this in the modern world and in the audience of Hare Krishna devotees, they will think this is very narrow-minded.
Kada mi ovaj koncept predstavljamo Bhaktama svjesnosti Krishne uopšte, oni mogu pomisliti ovaj koncept je zaista ograničen.
To only concentrate the mind of Krishna.
Samo da skoncentrišemo na Krishna.
We must think of so many things.
Mi moramo da pislimo na toliko puno drugih stvari.
The emotional platform.
Oh, emocionalni nivo.
The intellectual nivo.
Intelektualni nivo.
Social nivo.
Socijalni, društveni nivo.
And so many things.
Ima toliko puno stvari koje moramo razmišljati.
But now you say we should just think on Krishna.
A sad nam ti kaže da treba samo da mislimo na Krishna.
We will be narrow-minded.
Mi ćemo biti ograničenog uma.
It does not work.
I to neće delovati.
We will not become spiritual.
I uopšte nećemo postati spiritualni.
Our answer is, if you properly prosecute your Krishna consciousness, you will see Krishna in everything.
Ako smo zaista pravilno situirani u svjesnosti Krishna, onda ćemo Krishna vidjeti u svemu.
And you will see also everything in Krishna.
A također ćemo vidjeti i u svemu i u svemu Krishna. Dobro, Krishna u svemu i svemu Krishna.
Yes, that means you will not be separate from Krishna in anything which you do.
Drugim rečima, nećete biti odvojeni od Krishna ni u jednoj situaciji šta god da radite.
Yes, it is certainly right that we must take care of our situation in life.
Sigurno da jeste u pravu kad mislite da treba voditi računa i o našoj sopstvenoj životnoj situaciji.
But a devotee will go to school so that he can learn things so that he can serve Krishna better.
Ali Bata čak i ako ide na primjer u školu, on će učiti stvari da bi mozak kao posle lepše da služi bolje Krishna.
A devotee will marry so that he feels a little bit more undisturbed, so that he can serve and think of Krishna.
Bhakta kada se na primjer ženi ili udaje u svesnosti Krišne, on to radi takav način da bude manje uznemiren, tako da može lepše i mirnije da služi Krišne.
A devotee will even learn material things so that he can take up a function in his in the world which is natural to his position.
Čak i osoba može da se usavrši nekim materijalnim stvarima i u skladu s tim zauzme određen položaj u materijalnom svetu koliko je to njegova prirodna pozicija.
But he will connect all this with Krishna.
Ali na kraju on će sve to povezati sa Krishna.
Because remember, we are in a yoga movement.
Jer mi se nalazimo u yoga pokretu.
Yoga means to connect.
Jer yoga znači povezati.
With whom?
Sa kim?
It's a very important and very simple.
Veoma jednostavno značajno pitanje. Sa kim?
Yeah. So you must have Krishna in your mind always.
Uvek trebamo imati Krishna u svom umu.
I would like to give you a little Krishna Leela which explains how really Krishna is all inclusive, and by concentrating on Krishna we don't become narrow minded.
Daću vam jedan primjer iz Krišninih zabava koji pokazuje o tome da Krišna može da se uključi u sve, da on uključen u svim stvarima i da bez obzira ako smo takvi nećemo postati ograničeni gum.
Yes, once the cowherd boyfriends of Krishna teased Krishna and asked, Krishna, why are you black?
Jednom jedan dečak pastir, prijatelj Krishna, pišao Krishna i pitao, Krishna, zašto si ti crn?
If you are really the son of Yashoda and Nanda, who are not black, you shouldn't be black.
Ako si ti stvarno sin od majke Yashoda i od Nanda Maharaj, onda ne možeš biti crn.
We think you are the son of some aborigine.
Ja mislim da si ti jednostavno sin nekog urođenika.
Krishna was very shocked.
Krishna je bio stvarno šokiran, zbunjen.
I'm not the son of Yashoda and Nanda.
Ja nisam sin od Yashoda i Nande.
And he went into a forest and went into the hollow of a tree and cried.
I onda je Krishna se tako rastužio, otišao u šumu i našao jedno malo tamo šuti drvo i sakrio se tamo i počeo da plače.
And mother Yashoda was looking for Krishna.
I onda je majka Yashoda počela traži Krishna.
And not finding Krishna.
I nikako nije mogla da ga nađe.
After a long, long time, she found him. Some aborigine had come who worked in the forest cutting wood, and he came to Mother Yashoda and said, Maika, Mama, I saw your son crying in the hollow of a tree.
I onda jedan od tamo urođenika koji seče drveće u šumi, pošto je video Krišnu, došao kod Maika Yashoda i rekao, Maika, Mama Yashoda, vidio sam tvoga sina Krišnu kako je tamo u tom drvecu plače.
So Krishna, so Mother Yashoda went to take Krishna out of the tree.
I onda jednostavno majka išla da otišla da uzme Krishna.
And he was shaking, was crying.
On se tresao koliko je plakao.
What is wrong, my son?
I onda je majka išla da rekla, šta je sin, u čemu je problem?
But Krishna was so disturbed, he couldn't talk.
A Krishna je bio toliko uznemiren, nije mogao ništa da priča.
Then he, after a long time, he composed himself and said, they say I'm not your son.
I onda nakon izvesnog vremena kada je došao k sebi rekao, znaš šta, oni kažu da ja nisam tvoj sin.
Why not? Of course you are my son. I was there, I saw it.
Majka je rekao, kako nisi moj sin, pa ja sam bila tamo, ja sam to videla.
I was giving birth to you.
Ja sam te rodila.
No, but I'm black.
Ne, ali ja sam crn.
No, no, said Yashoda. You are black because you were born on a night which is usually moonless.
Kaže, ne, ti si crn, zato što si rođen na dan kada pomračenje meseca i onda zbog toga si crn.
And when you grew up, I gave you milk from a black cow.
I onda kako si ti rastao, ja sam te stalno hranila mlekom od crne krave.
So, Krishna was finally believing it.
Onda je Krishna konačno bio uveren od strane majke Yashode i smirio se.
Another day, now it's where it becomes very, very, very interesting.
Sada postaje veoma interesantno, pošto se sve nastavlja i sljedećeg dana.
The cowherd boys were coming to Mother Yashoda and say, your son has eaten dirt.
Onda su dečaci pastiri došli sad kod majke Jašode i rekli, znaš šta radi tvoj sin, jedu tamo zemlju, ono što ti pouzda.
Do you know that he ate dirt?
Da li ti znao da on jede
dirt? Mother Jašoda was very disturbed because after all Krishna would become sick.
Da se majka Jašoda uznemirila i nakon svega zbog toga Krishna može da se razboli.
And she said, you have eaten dirt.
I onda došli i pitala Krišna, su stvarno jeli?
From morning till even 50 servants cook for you. Is this not enough?
Kaže, pa ne razumem, od jutra do mraka 50 slugo kuva za tebi, tebi to još uvijek nije dosta.
I'm arranging the most wonderful sweets for you. Is this not enough?
Ja lično uređem najlepše, najdivnije slatkiše za tebi, da ti to nije dovoljno.
Krišna, I have not eaten mother.
Ali Krišna je rekao, ja nisam to jeo.
The boys are always teasing me.
No, mislim, ti dečaci se stalno nešto osuđuju, okrivljuju, ustrašavaju se, začekavaju.
Yes, then Yashoda said, if you have not eaten earth, then you please open your mouth and I will see.
Ako je tačno da nisi jeo zemlju, ajde se otvori usta pa ću ja da provjerim.
Then Mother Yashoda looked into the open mouth of Krishna.
Onda kada je majka Yashoda pogledala u otvorena usta Krishne.
She did not see only a little earth. She saw the whole earth planet.
I onda je vidjela malo parče zemlje u njegovim ustima, nego vidjela celu planetu zemlje u njegovim ustima.
She saw many planets.
Ona je vidjela toliko puno drugih različitih planeta.
She saw vreme, time.
Ona je vidjela vreme.
The three gunas.
Tri gune, ma.
Yes. She saw the powerful energies which are applied to create and destroy the universe.
Videla sve te moćne energije koje su u stanju da kreiraju i da unište univerzum.
Everything was in the Lord.
Sve je u samom gospodinu.
She even saw herself telling Krishna, open your mouth that I can control.
U jednom trenutku je videla i samo sebe kako kaže Krišni, otvori usta da vidim da li si jeo zemlju.
And in that mouth of Krishna, in that particular mouth, she saw again everything.
I onda opet u tim ustima vidjela sve.
I want to tell you this from Krishna book, because then you will know that Krishna is unlimited.
Htjela sam da vam ispričam ovu priču iz knjige o Krišni, zato što sam žela da vam ilustrujem da je Krišna neograničen.
To concentrate your mind on him, in other words, is not some sectarian affair.
Da koncentrišete um na Krišnu, to uopšte nije neka sektaški neki događaj ili mislim, sektaška stvar.
Out of ignorance, new devotees may have some sectarian aspects in their practice, but the practice of concentrating your mind on Krishna is always all inclusive.
Osobe bhakte mogu imati možda neke sektaške koncepcije ili stvari koje rade u svom životu koje su sektaške prirode, ali skoncentrisati um samo na Krishnu, to nije sektaški.
So when I would like to make the point today, it's very important for us to become single-minded.
Ono što sam želeo da zapravo učinim point u današnjem izlaganju je to da je jako dobro ako smo jedno usmereno gume.
Yes, single-minded, huh? Yes. This is a very important factor of real spiritual life.
Jer zapravo biti usmereno, jedno usmereno guma je zaista od presudnog značaja važnosti za duhovni život.
When you can do this, you will become extremely successful in your spiritual practice.
I kada uspete to da primenite u svom životu, da uradite u svom životu, bit ćete veoma uspešni u praktikovanju duhovnog života.
But you will see you will lose a lot of strength in your life when you put your mind on so many relative truths.
Jer vidjet ćete, izgubit ćete svu snagu ako svoj um rastanete na puno različitih relativnih istina.
Okay. Often we think, oh, if I if I think of Krishna so much, then I mean, does Krishna also think of me sometimes?
Možemo pomisliti, ako tako skroz samo mislim na Krishnu, da li Krishna nekad pomisli na mene?
Yeah, I mean, a relationship shouldn't be one-sided, isn't it?
Ali zar ne? Odnos nikad ne može biti jednostavan.
We become disappointed when we invest so much in one first and then nothing comes back.
Da, mi možemo biti jako razočarani ako mi toliko uložimo u jednu osobu, ništa ne dobijemo za uzvrat.
Something must come back.
Nešto mora doći za
uzvrat. Is Krishna caring for me?
Da li se Krishna brine za mene?
Am I important for
Krishna? Da li sam ja uopšte značajan za Krishna?
Sometimes devotees ask this question.
Tako ponekad prirodno bhakte postavljaju takva pitanja.
I think it is natural, Madhu Mangal, isn't it?
To je prirodno, zar ne, Madhu Mangal?
You want to know, is Krishna caring for me?
Prirodno da želiš da znaš, da li je ošto mari Krishna za mene?
Yes, the answer is Krishna is caring very much for us.
A odgovor je, Krishna se zaista jako brine za nas.
More than we can imagine.
Mnogo više nego što možemo da zamislimo.
But because our mind is still a little let me say material influenced, we can't always see the all spiritual Lord and his all spiritual arrangement.
Ali pošto smo pod velikim materijalnim uticajem i ponekad, odnosno često, ne možemo ni da vidimo gospodinovo uticaj i njegove duhovne aranžmane koje on može da sprovede naš život.
The example has been given by Jiva Goswami that the Lord is always with a conditioned soul in the form as a super soul.
Jiva Goswami to objašnjuje da gospodin uvek pored živog bića u svom obliku nadduše.
And he is taking care by directing the wanderings of everyone.
I on jednostavno brine o živom biću tako što posmatra i upravlja različitim, odnosno lutanjima svakog živog bića.
But as long as the živo biće has not developed an internal vision, he can't see what the Lord is doing for him.
Ali dok živo biće ne razvije unutrašnju viziju, on nikad ne može ni da zna u stvari šta gospodin želi da napravi za njega.
But still the Lord is always doing something.
Ali ipak, uprkos tome, Krishna i dalje čini puno stvari za nas.
The example has been given of a fish mother who is following her little fishes in the ocean.
Primjer se daje tako što majka riba prati kroz okean svoje decu ribe.
These little fishes, they do not know that the fish mother is following them from a distance of 5 meters and is always very carefully looking at everyone and thinking of everyone's welfare.
I male ribe, bez obzira što plivaju, one ne znaju da se njihova majka nalazi možda iza njih jedno 5 metara i veoma pažljivo, sa puno brige posmatra kako se one kreću.
And the fish mother is always keeping herself in a little distance so that she can see everyone.
Ona jednostavno sa strane, malo je tu majka riba, tako da može da posmatra se u svoju.
Now, the moment one of these little fishes loses the course, you know, all of a sudden the fish mother is there and just pushes it in the right way. Yeah.
I ako neka od ovih malih riba slučajno izgubi pravac, majka riba je uvek tu da je malo gurne i spušira, kako bi mi rekli, ribu da se vrati na pravi kurs.
I have once seen a movie of fishes who were swimming next to a riff, coral riff. This red little thing.
Yes. Gledao sam jednom filmu kako su ribe plivale oko tog koralnog spruda.
Yeah, and in these coral riffs there are these, I do not really know the English word, but the German word is Moränen. These are these very long, they look like
yes,
and they have very sharp teeth and just wait until a fish comes and then they go shoop and they take it out and then eat.
I ne znam tačno kako se kaže ta reč na engleskom, ali kod nas isto stavi moline, što imaju one opasne oštre zube, one samo čekaju da se riba pojavi za tog koralnog spruga, samo hup i probutaju.
Yes, hup and once a fish swarm was coming near to where the moraine left.
Fish?
Swarm.
Swarm.
Different family of fishes.
Yes, jedna vrsta da riba se približila toj velikoj morini.
And they were coming closer and closer.
Primicala se sve bliže i bliže.
All of a sudden the mica was there. And made like, pushed everyone in the right direction.
Pošto su se one približavali, ta grupa malih riba, i kada je ona to videla, isto trenutka majka reagovala i sklonila ih sa tog pravca da ne
ovdje
pravce te opasne ribe.
That afternoon the moraine had to remain hungry.
tog popodneva naša draga Morina je morala da ostane gladna.
This example that the fish mother is always thinking about her little fishes is given in relationship to Krishna as the super soul in the heart, who always thinks of the welfare of the conditioned soul.
I ovaj primjer ilustruje zapravo kao što ta majka riba uvek tako s puno pažnje brine o svojim svoje deci ribama, tako i naš odnos sa Krišnom uvek je pod neprestanom pažnjom i brigom nada duše koja se nalazi u našem srcu.
I think you all know from your own life how Krishna has sometimes pushed your head in a certain direction.
Ja mislim da vi svi u životu znate kako ponekad Krišna okrene vašu glavu u određenom pravcu.
And how he has protected you to do a mistake, that, so that you did not do a mistake.
Kako vas zaštiti od toga da ne napravite veliku grešku.
How he has brought you in contact with devotees who could help you at a certain time when you needed it.
I kako vas ponekad stavi u situaciju kada je to zaista potrebno da budete u blizini bhakta koji vam mogu pomoći.
He's always there.
On je uvijek tu.
But we don't see him always.
Ali ga mi ne vidimo uvijek.
It's like the fish.
One
of my god brothers once told me an example where he felt the super soul had guided him.
Jedan mi je moj brat po Bogu rekao jednu svoju situaciju, mi ispričao kako je osjetio, kako ga je jedna duša vodila u životu.
This devotee had seen the Hare Krishna devotees in New York. He lived in San Francisco.
On je zapravo iz San Francisco, ali je in New Yorku video bhakte.
Yes, and he always wanted to, he saw them and he thought, very exotic, but I would, he couldn't really, you know, make a lot of sense of them when he first saw them, but the ideas remained stuck in the heart.
Kad je prvi put video bhakte, zaista mu se učinilo egzotično je sve to, ali nekako nije mogao baš sasvim da dobije pointu koju je želeo, ali na neki način ipak su se urezali njegov srce.
When he went back to San Francisco, he had some very difficult experiences in his life, and he thought, well, it would be nice to meet these people again and ask them some questions.
I onda kada se vratio nazad San Francisco, gde živi, iskusio je veoma teške trenutke, onda pomislio, možda mogu ponovno da sretnem te ljude, da ih pitam neka pitanja.
For a few days he thought like this, I would like to meet them again.
Onda je par dana tako mislio, baš bih volio ponovno da ih sretim.
So one evening, it was autumn time, he went through the Golden Gate Park.
I onda jednog jesenjeg dana prolazio je kroz zlatkasti Golden Gate Park.
There was storm and the leaves came down.
A počela je blaga oluja, onda je lišće počelo da pada.
Very melancholic atmosphere.
Jako melankolična atmosfera i jesen u New Yorku.
And he thought, I would like to meet these devotees so much.
Onda je pomislio, oh, kako bih volao jako da vidim.
But I don't know if they are in San Francisco.
Ali ne znam da li ih ima u San Francisco.
I don't know if there is a temple or anything.
Niti znam da li ima hram, niti da ih mogu naći.
So while he was walking like this, he saw a piece of paper getting stuck on his shoe.
I onda odjednom tako dok je hodao i to razmišljao, odjednom vidio kako se jedan papir zalepio za njegovu cipelu.
And he tried to kick it away.
I on je pokušao to da jednostavno baci, da otera.
But it somehow always came back.
Ali jednostavno na neki čudan način uvek se taj papir bacio na njegovu cipelu.
Again and again.
Iznova i iznova.
Finally he just went down to pick it up.
Konačno uzeo i uzeo taj papir u ruke da vidi šta je to.
When he looked at the paper, it was an invitation card to the temple in San Francisco.
I ono što je bilo čudnovato, to je bio papir za poziv u hram u San Francisco, za Sunday Feast.
Yes, so he was convinced that Krishna has guided me.
I onda je zaista bio ubeđen, Krishna me zaista vodi.
So if you look into your life with a little bit more of spiritual attention, you will see that Krishna very often has done things which you may not have followed.
I ako dobro razmislite i posmatrate svoj život, Krišna je toliko puta uradio neke stvari za nas, a mi ih nismo sledili.
For instance, when you repeatedly get sick.
Naprimjer, kao kad iznova ste bolesti.
It can mean that you have to learn something, but you always do the same mistake again.
To bi trebalo da znači da treba konačno nešto da naučimo, ali mi iznova radimo istu grešku.
Or when repeatedly devotees tell you, oh, maybe you should change something in this area of your life.
Ili kada mi iznova različite bakte kažu, možda bi u ovoj oblasti svoga života mogao da izvršiš neke promjene.
Or when the same situation repeats itself.
Ili kada se uvek iznova ponavlja ista situacija u našem životu.
Or if you always overeat.
Ili kada se stalno prejedate.
and suffer from it.
I onda patite zbog toga.
You can know something is not all right in my jivatski.
I onda možete zaključiti, vidjeti, nešto nije u redu u mom životu.
Krishna is trying to teach me something.
Krishna pokušava nešto da me nauči.
But I just don't listen.
Ali ja jednostavno ne slušam.
Yes. So I think when I talk about these things, everyone goes like, So this shows all of us Krishna cares for us.
A to nam pokazuje Krishna zaista misli na nas, brine o nama.
He is arranging things for us.
Jer on uređuje stvari za nas.
So I think to concentrate our mind on him, we should not feel that it is a one-sided affair.
Ali zaista kada pokušavamo da svom životu skoncentrišemo svoj um na Krišnu, zaista treba da znamo da to nije samo jednostrani događaj, jednostrana stvar u našem životu.
So a devotee who wants to start with this practice of concentrating his mind on Krishna will start on one particular activity.
I osoba koja želi da napravi to, da skoncentriše svoj um na Krišnu, ona mora da krene od jedne posebne specifične aktivnosti.
He will begin to listen when he chants the Hare Krishna mantra.
Treba da počne da sluša svoje mantre i Hare Krishna maha mantra.
To mislite?
Šta mislite?
This is how it will usually start.
Zapravo obično to kreće od te
audience.
Moja draga publiko,
you should think enough with this unconcentrated chanting.
Da, da mislite, dosta je svojim skoncentrisanim mantrom.
It can't go on like this.
Ne možemo više nastaviti na taj način.
I must make a revolution.
Moram da napravim revoluciju.
Japa reform revolution.
Reforma džape, mantranja.
Yes.
Revolucija.
And then you will see how you will think throughout the day more of Krishna.
I onda ćete vidjeti kako ćete kroz ceo svoj dan prirodno misliti sve više i više o Krishna.
Yes. Also, such a devotee who wants to think more of Krishna will like to go to Vrindavan.
Također, bhakta koji želi da misli o Krishna na taj način da se skoncentriše, voli će da ide u Vrindavan.
Just as it is natural in the Western world to forget Krishna, it is natural in Vrindavan to remember Krishna.
Kao što je u materijalnom svetu prirodno ovdje na zapadu da zaboravimo Krishnu, u Vrindavanu je sasvim prirodno da se sećamo Krishna.
Što mislite?
Šta mislite?
We have two Bridgevasis amongst us.
Mi imamo ovdje skoro dva Bridgevasija među nama.
Venurati i Shyama Priya.
Venurati i Shyama Priya.
You can interview them.
Možete ih intervjuisati.
How was it in Vrindavan?
Kako je bilo u Vrindavan?
And learn many things from them.
I možete naučiti puno lepih stvari od njih.
Another thing which a devotee does who wants to concentrate on Krishna, he will avoid the Dharma Dvachis.
Ono što ista osoba može napraviti u svome životu ukoliko želi da skoncentriše svoj um na Krišnu, to je da će izbjegavati Dharma
Dvachi.
Dharma
Dvachi. What is a Dharma Dvachi?
Šta to znači Dharma Dvachi?
Is that a new animal?
Da li to je znači nova vrsta životinja?
Or a new computer game?
Nova igra na kompjuteru.
Or a new pop band?
I novi pop band, pop grupa.
What is a Dharma Dvachi?
Šta je to Dharma Dvachi?
Dharma Dvachi is a person who externally says, I like spiritual life, but in the heart he has a second, dva, second opinion, he likes material life.
To je osoba koja spolja kaže da, ja volim duhovni život, ja sam spiritualista, ali unutar srca ima dva. On misli na materijalne stvari unutar sebe.
Yes. These were some thoughts on the subject matter of single-mindedness.
Ovo su bile neka razmišljanja o temi usmjereno rečeno jednousmjerenog uma.
I hope it was interesting for all of you.
Ja se nadam da je to bilo interesantno za sve vas.
Even our very new guests who have just come here to inform themselves, or we would like to know a little bit more about Krishna consciousness, I think what you can pick out from this lecture is concentrated.
Yes. Čak i neki gosti koji su možda došli samo malo više da čuju Krišnu, da saznaju nešto novo, mogu sigurno izvući poentu iz svega ovoga, a to je treba se skoncentrirati.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Hvala vam puno.
Do you have any questions regarding this or another subject?
Da li imate neko pitanje u vezi ove teme ili neke druge teme, možete postaviti sada.
Yes. Molim.
He noticed one phenomenon that actually if we artificially try to concentrate our mind on Krishna, it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So what to do in such a situation, because it's we cannot be completely satisfied if you try and try artificially in the end.
Srila Prabhupada had said in the beginning of spiritual life, it is very good to concentrate our mind on Krishna through active devotional service.
Srila Prabhupada to opisuje i kaže da je na početku duhovnog života jako važno da se skoncentrišemo na Krishnu tako što se skoncentrišemo na aktivnu službu za Krishnu.
Yeah, maybe we can open the door a little bit. I was seeing this today. Bhakti Raditsa, who was happily doing slujba and smiled and just active from morning till evening.
Ja sam danas primetio Bhakti Raditsu kako veoma sretno zaokupiran aktivnostima u službi Krišne od ujutru do uveče, sretno, zadovoljno trči dole.
It is very easy for us if we do something for Krishna.
Za nas je najjednostavnije ako jednostavno radimo nešto za Krišnu.
Then the mind is on this subject.
I onda je um prirodno skoncentrisan na Krišnu kroz tu aktivnost.
Prabhupada once he said this movement is for chanting 24 hours a day.
Jednom prilikom što je Prabhupada rekao, ovaj pokret je namenjen da 24 sata samo mantramo sveta ime.
But then he said, most of my disciples can't do this.
Ali pošto većina mojih učenika to ne može da napravi,
therefore they should engage in solid devotional service.
Zato trebaju da se aktiviraju u predanom služenju, čistom predanom služenju.
You will do things in devotional service, you will do things and very often you will all of a sudden, for whom am I doing this? I'm not getting paid for it. I'm not very often I'm fully appreciated.
A vi šta može da se desi, mi radimo za Krišnu, radimo za Krišnu, da pomislim, čekaj, zašto ovo vreme da mi nikome ne plaća, čak me niko ni ne ceni dovoljno?
Yes, and then you say, oh, I'm doing it for Krishna.
Onda se sjetimo, oh, pa to ja radim za Krišnu.
It is very natural.
To je zapravo prirodno.
But we should learn this little art while we are serving. We should try to ask ourselves as often as possible, for whom am I doing this?
Ali dok smo u toj situaciji da služimo, treba dosta često da postavimo sebi to pitanje, za koga ja sve to radim?
Do things and simultaneously think that this is for Krishna's pleasure.
Da radimo stvari i u isto vrijeme da znamo ovo radim za zadovoljstvo Krišne.
You will see how all of a sudden the quality of your activity becomes full of light and inspiration.
I vidjet ćete u tom trenutku kada smo svjesni toga kako kvalitet naše djelatnosti postane puna svjetlosti, inspiracije i lepih stvari.
Yeah. But you're right, if you want to concentrate the mind by force, you will see very soon who's stronger, you or your mind.
U pravu si, zaista, ako veštački pokušamo da mislimo na Krišnu, vidjet ćemo ko je jači, ja ili bolji um.
You can, the best way to concentrate your mind is on Krishna if you feel some attraction for him.
Najbolji način da skoncentrišemo svoj um je tako ako osjetimo neku privlačnost prema njemu.
Do you know the American poet Ralph Waldo Emerson?
Da li znate američkog pesnika Ralph Waldo Emersona?
He lived on the in the forest and he had a little calf, and one day he wanted to bring the calf into the barn, but the calf had another idea.
On je živeo u šumi i imao je tele i jednog dana je želeo da stavi tele u štalu.
And he was pushing the tele with his son also. He said the son, they both tried to push the calf into the barn, but it just, the calf was just not going.
I onda je pokušao da ugura to tele unutra, čak je pozvao svoga sina da zajedno to naprave, ali tele nije htelo ni da mrdne.
It's just like sometimes we want to push our mind to think of Krishna, it just doesn't do it.
To je jednostavno kao i sa našim umom, mi nekad pokušavamo da se veštački spušavamo da mislimo o Krišni, ali to ne funkcionira.
So then the maid servant who was cleaning the house of the poet, he was a well known poet, she just came and shook her head, he's foolish poet, he has no practical idea.
I onda normalno njegova sluškinja koja je radila tu, koja je čistila tamo nešto po kući, misle, o, budalasti pesnik, mislim, kako toliko pokušava stvari na silu da
ubira. So simple.
To je zapravo nemožno što je stvar.
She took her finger, put it into milk, put it in the mouth of the calf, and then like...
Ona je stavila svoj prstu mleko, svoj prst je stavila u usta teleta i polako, odvela ga u štalu.
And it immediately went into the barn, no problem.
I onda je odmah prirodno on ušao u štalu, bez ikakvih problema.
So this is, we must give our mind something attractive.
Mi
moramo, not force it.
Mi ne trebamo prisiljavati svojim, nego mu trebamo dati nešto što nas privlači.
I like very much stories of Nityananda, and I read them and my mind goes and sticks with them.
Ja jako volim priče, na primjer, o Nityanandi Prabhu, i onda kad to čitam, um je istog trenutka uđe u njih i onda sam ja totalno cepljen.
And I like to sing different bhajans.
I volim da pevam različite bhajane.
I have a whole book with my bhajan collection and I think the mind is very peaceful.
I ja imam knjigu sa mojim bhajanima i onda kad ja pevam njih, ja sam potpuno smiren.
Yes. And let me see, anyone else here? No, then I... Umapati, yes?
Imaju tu sposobnost da vizualni ljudi.
Vizualno pamte ili šta su vizualni?
Vizualni kako? Slike,
vizualiziraju okolo, aha, mislim čisto da...
Imaju tu sposobnost da pokavljaju, ne znam.
Da vizualiziraju stvari.
Da. Dok neki nemaju.
Da? A u kom smislu da vizualiziraju? U smislu astralne vizualizacije ili vizualizacije okru uma?
U okru uma.
Ok.
He
noticed one thing, that actually spiritual life, some devotees who are joining spiritual life, before that they had some specific qualifications, so to say, that they can easily visualize the things in their mind. So for them it seems it's more easier to adopt in Krishna consciousness and then to adopt that qualification connected with Krishna according to their karma. But on the other side, those who doesn't have such a qualification, they seems to be outside of the, you know, handicapped in some way of life in spiritual, connected
because
to spiritual,
they can't visualize. So
he's asking in a way what you can, I mean, comment on that?
Just very briefly, many devotees had this, let me say, I know a few devotees who had this mystical potencies, but who really didn't think it was so helpful in their spiritual life.
Ja sam poznavao par bhakta koji su zaista imali tu sposobnost pre nego što su došli, su posle videli da to nije baš od velike pomoći u njihovom duhovnom životu.
Because you with this sensitivity, you pick up a lot of material vibrations.
Jer ta senzitivnost znači to da mi skupljamo bukvalno sve, samim tim puno tog drugih materijalnih vibracija.
Just now in Zagreb, a devotee came to me totally desperate. This devotee can always see the future of someone who comes to him.
Meni jedan bhakta prišao na primjer u Zagrebu i rekao mi, pošto može da vidi budućnost, predvidi budućnost nekih određenih ljudi, to ga jako uznemirava.
And he asked, how can he switch off this ability?
Pita, kako da isključim taj tu svoju sposobnost iz sebe?
Because he thinks all the time about people's future.
Jer onda non-stop je zaokupiran i misli na budućnost drugih ljudi.
But on another side, what you have said is definitely correct. You know, someone who has the ability to just, it's called, who has a little intuition, he's usually a normal osoba.
Mislim, ti si u pravu, s druge strane, postoje osobe koje imaju neku vrstu intuicije, ali su normalne osobe.
There have been articles that most of our Western people, they think only with one side of the brain and the other is a little bit dulled.
Jer naučno je dokazano da u današnje vreme ljudi misle samo aktiviraju misle jednim delom mozga dok je druga podosta utupila.
Yes. Then you have to develop the right brain a little bit.
Treba da nije loše razvijati desnu stranu mozga.
We in Krishna consciousness hear a lot of stories, which is typical right brain activity.
Mi u svesnosti Krishna često slušamo različite vrste priče koje su uslovno rečeno povezane sa desnom stranom našeg mozga.
Our philosophy has a lot of practical examples.
Naša filozofija ima toliko praktičnih primjera.
I found out that the way Krishna consciousness is taught by the acharyas is very, it engages the left and the right brain of a person very much. It is a logical, analytical philosophy, and art, and singing, and stories.
Mogu, ali ja mogu da vidim iz naše tradicije da je svesnost Krišna takva da zapravo treba angažovati takozvanu levu i desnu polovinu svoga mozga. S jedne strane to je logika, apstrakcija, filozofija, s druge strane je to umetnost, pevanje i sve ostalo što ide.
So if the devotee lives a normal life in Krishna consciousness, both sides of his brain should start to work after some time.
Iako osoba zaista živi na prirodan način u okviru svesnosti Krišne, nakon izvesnog vremena obe te polovine mozga moraju da se aktiviraju.
In other words, he should become a healthy human being.
Drugim rečima, treba da bude zdravo živo biće, ljudsko biće.
And later transcend.
I kasnije polako da transcendira to.
Dobro, so I want to thank you very, very much. It has been a great pleasure, although we had a little, not always enough oxygen, but it was nevertheless a great pleasure to be
with you. Hvala vam puno i bilo je veliko zadovoljstvo, iako možda nismo u svakom trenutku imali dovoljno kiselnika, ali bilo je veliko zadovoljstvo biti sa vama.
We want to now offer you a little spiritual delicacy, a little prasadam,
yes. And
I have requested Venurati to give all of you a little piece of Mahaprasad from Radha Shyam Sundar to make your day successful.
I zamolio sam Venurati da svima vama podeli po komad Mahaprasadam iz Radha Shyam iz Vrindavana, tako da vaš dan bude u potpunosti uspešan.
Yes. Thank you very much, and I hope I will see all of you for Saturday and Sunday in Belgrade. Yeah. Please tell them the time and the place. Yeah.